Demand for apartments has given Borwin Properties a boost. The uptake signals a return in operating activity to pre-pandemic levels and is reflected in the numbers. Interim revenues jumped 41%, while headline earnings per share has shot up 44%. Operating expenses in the meantime also growing. That's 25% higher. And company CEO Steve Brooks joins us now with a closer look at the performance and the where to from here for the company. Thanks so much, Steve, for your time this evening. So you're confident of your standing with operating activity having steadily recovered now, sitting pretty close to pre-pandemic levels. Talk us through the demand you're catering to and the extent to which the economic climate has triggered a shift in what's actually in demand.
Yeah, thank you very much. I really appreciate being on TV at this time. History has taught mankind, after any pandemic, world war, there's always a resurgence. And one of the big things we learned out of the pandemic was to go online. You know, Borwin now is fully online with sales, and we're finding it a fantastic platform. So in other words, if you buy a Borwin apartment now, you have to buy online. And your property professional that helps you through this will show you through the show apartment and the lifestyle estate. Our three brands are holding up extremely well, our green brand being the biggest growth in the sector, and primarily because it's superbly designed and below a million. The classic brand is between 1 million and 2 million, and the aspirational brand, our signature brand, is above 2 million. And we've got four areas in the country where we operate from, one being the Pretoria in Tshwane, the second one, Gauteng, Johannesburg, the third in Umhlanga in the Northern Natal, and finally the last one in the Western Cape in the Cape.
Yeah.
So those four areas and our brands. And the biggest growth is definitely in our green brand.
Talk us through that growth in a bit more detail, because you are selling more apartments, but sale prices don't seem to be growing in tandem. Is this the kind of pricing bracket you remain within for a while yet?
Yeah, we wanted to grow a brand below a million, and our green brand is fantastic. It really is huge growth. And we believe that's where the growth is going to come from in Borwin in the future. But our other brands, the classic and the signature brand, are also growing.
Yeah. With inflationary risk, Steve, potentially spelling a higher interest rate environment as we go along, what risk are you pricing in that we could well see a bit of an unwind of the kind of activity you've started getting used to now?
Yeah, interest rates are low, and we have to watch our inflation on the construction, and we watch that against house price growth, so we're very tuned into that. But remembering that we have our green mortgages. Now, the green mortgages are something that I've devised with all the leading banks, and you basically get a big discount from your prime lending rate, which is definitely going to negate any small increases in interest rates going forward.
So, Steve, what's the timeline looking like between, you having a unit ready and then it being handed over or, occupied? Because you don't recognize revenue until there is a handover or occupation.
Yeah, but basically we've got cycles of handover. On any given project within our brands and within our different geographic areas, we're handing over apartments every 3 months. So every 3 months, people are moving in. So we've got a machine going, and we can basically move clients in from start of a project within 8 to 9 months. But it's cyclic. So every 3 months, we are moving clients in.
All of that being said, your operating models come up against some challenge at the Blades. It's proven to be quite a headache over the recent past. Where do things stand right now, and how much reputational damage has this come with?
Fortunately, I think it's the opposite. You know, the Blade was a brainchild of mine, which was the bridge between Mamelodi and Silver Lakes, and we actually now, excuse the pun, starting the road, which will link the two. And, the Crystal Lagoon, that was our first Crystal Lagoon in the Southern Hemisphere. We're doing more coming up, and it really is fantastic. Crystal Lagoon say that the Blyde is the best they've ever seen, and it became very aspirational. For 4 years, we negotiated between the short-term letting and our current clients that are there, and we never came to terms with it. The short-term letting created a lot of rowdiness, a lot of naughtiness on a Friday evening and Saturday evening, and the homeowners eventually asked us to put it to the vote, which we did. We put it to the vote. Over 90% people wanted us to stop short-term letting. We've learned from that experience, and nationwide, Borwin is not going to continue with any short-term letting. So, you know, you can still do law long-term letting, mm-hmm. but we won't allow any short-term letting anymore.
With that being stated, then, are you anticipating any backlash from those who bought properties under the pretense that they could derive some financial gain via things like Airbnb rentals, for example, Steve?
Yeah, but, you know, we wouldn't have – I think the biggest problem is it was very unregulated, you know, so that we've learned a lesson from it. The backlash, you know, the backlash, they can go to change to short-term letting. You know, it's not that every day was a short-term let. So I believe eventually everything will settle down. And we also took a fantastic step. We took the step yesterday to stop our hotel construction. We actually hadn't started yet. We'd only spent about $3 million on professional fees to get it to this point, which it is now approved, and we're not going to continue. And we're doing that in support of our clients that voted against short-term letting. So we believe we've taken a very honorable step, and we have to learn from this experience.
So that's cost you 3 million rand. There's no stepping back there. That's an indefinite decision.
The decision was taken. You know, the Blyde is still a long way to go. It's a 4 billion rand development. And we've also got Green Creek across the road. So in the area, we've got an 8 billion rand investment. So we have to be very, very and listen to our clients.
Okay, let's leave it there. Steve, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Of course, Steve Brooks is the CEO of Borwin Properties.